Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honourable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Never in history have those words been more important than right now. When Sir Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web in 1989, no one could have foreseen the way in which it would completely transform the way in which we access information. Our mobile phones are the gateway to a world of information, and that has incalculable benefits. But the downside is undeniable. It's never been easier to view destructive and depraved information which is able to ruin lives. In such a situation, we desperately need to hear Paul's words. We need to become fixated on those things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Paul lived in the real world. He wasn't inviting the Philippian Christians to hide away from their society. Being a prisoner, Paul, of all people, knew about the dark side of Roman life. He had no illusions about the world in which he lived. Probably that served to reinforce his conviction that Christians desperately needed to focus their attention on the true, the pure, and the admirable. This is a big challenge for all of us in modern society. Paul knew that what was going on in a Christian's mind is the most crucial issue of all. In Romans chapter 12, he urged the Roman Christians not to copy the behaviour and customs of this world, but to let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. As we welcome the true, honourable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable influences into our minds, God is able to bring about that amazing transformation. So let me ask you, how do you ensure that you are focusing your attention on things that are excellent and praiseworthy? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, we invite you to guide our thoughts by your Holy Spirit. Help us to become more fixated on those things that will make us stronger in living for you. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.